purpose of these classes are primarily to help us overcome certain emotional upheavals that we get into repetitively without our conscious knowing, and which causes severe anomalies in our body. It causes deformities, it causes ailments, it causes illnesses, and sometimes it can even consume our life. So the whole purpose of these meditations are to help us work with our emotional distress and our emotions. It may be from work, it may be from home, it can be from anywhere, and to help us overcome this so that we can tide over the problems and live life beautifully.
But first, let us get into this meditation to just zone out and to get into our peace. So sit with your back, neck and head straight. If you're sitting on the ground, do not lean against a back support or a wall. Sit away from it. You can raise your hips by a few inches so your back becomes straight. If you're sitting on a chair, do not cross your legs. And do not lean against the backrest of the chair. Come a little forward. And if you are sitting on a sofa, I would suggest that you have to raise your sit bones in such a way that your knees are below your hip level. If your knees are above your hip level, then you cannot possibly sit straight. So make sure that you make all the necessary modifications that are required so your back can be straight. And now, imagine, think, visualize, or feel that you are in a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms, with fingers extended. If you are not able to visualize it, you can just tell yourself, I am sitting in a golden circle of light, which is as wide as my outstretched arms with fingers extended. It's not, this space is your inner space, not your outer space. So you can shrink yourself to a small you as if you are watching yourself in a mobile phone and you have this ring on the ground. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walk up to this ribbon, hold on to a ribbon of any color that appeals to you, and come back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. You can modify the sphere with any name and form of God or Guru that you worship. As you breathe in, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any disturbance, any frustration, any restlessness that you may feel in any part of you, be it physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress that you may carry in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences. And now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even any sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, or low self-esteem. And now, let's reflect back on today. Go back through to your experiences of the day. If you find any discomfort or any chatter, or if you find anything that is taking away your peace, I want you to raise your arm in blessing. Bless the experience, bless the memory, bless the clutter, bless the chatter. See what happens. No matter how many memories, no matter how many experiences that you are going to recollect, if there's anything that is creating mental chatter, mental clutter, just bless the experience. Bless it away. Do not dwell on any experience. The moment you have a memory, raise your hand in blessing. Come back to conscious awareness. and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Just bless them away and you will see that your investment of energy goes on reducing till it's zero. One of the ways of being grateful for everything that has happened is to allow them to pass. And the easiest way that you can do that is by blessing the experience, bless the memory. Now let's get to the second part of the exercise, second part of the meditation again. Now this time we will go towards memories from the past, not from today, from the past. Look at memories. Of course, I don't want you to choose the worst experience, but you can choose other experiences which have happened, and then you can send your blessing to these. Every time you have mental clutter, let's say you want to meditate but thoughts are coming, choose to just bless them away. Do not resist. The moment you think of resisting, you are creating a problem. Resistance is nuisance. Do not resist. Let it pass. The easiest way to let it pass is to just bless these thoughts, bless these memories, bless anything that is coming your way to take your peace away, that's taking your silence away, that's taking your joy away. Just bless it. Be more powerful. So let's get back to the experience now. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes downward gazed. Sit with your back, neck and head straight. Just focus your attention on your breathing. And if any thoughts come, any memories come, just bless them. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. For a moment, I just want you to quickly smell your fingers. So it's so simple for us to silence the mind. All that you have to do is to bless the thoughts. That is how simple it is. We find it so difficult. I recently met someone and this lady said that I'm just not able to meditate. It's so difficult. Difficulty comes from resistance. Difficulty comes from wanting to silence the thoughts rather than rising above the mind. Okay? So why would you want to silence the thoughts? You can just, it's like if you find a tap which is leaking and there's a thrust of water in a particular direction, all you have to do is to turn the tap away and then try to shut the water off. But first, turn the tap away from you so you don't get wet. That's simple. If that does not happen, move out of the way of the water thrust so you don't get wet. But why would you want to fight it? You don't have to fight anything. Fighting comes from resistance. Always use your intelligence. The easiest way is to bless every situation so you don't have any competition. While blessing, you're just telling the mind that I am more powerful. I am all that is. All that it takes for me to rise above you is a blessing. It's so powerful, so simple and so powerful. And you have the power. You have the power in you right now and all the time to rise above any thought. By the way, there are no negative thoughts. Any thought that does not serve you is a negative thought. Let us say that you want to go to some place to catch a train, or you want to hire a cab. No cab is coming and you are getting frustrated and you are thinking, this is such a negative moment that no cab is coming and I have to rush to this place. But then you receive a call from the person whom you have to go and meet or where you have to go, who says, I haven't reached my home yet. Can we reschedule the appointment? Immediately, your negative thinking turns into a blessing. So your negative thinking turns into a blessing within a small moment when you receive a call. So why not just live a blessing? Why can't life simply be a blessing? Why do we have to dwell through the stress and then learn to arrive at a blessing? Can't we do this in the first stint? It's absolutely possible for us to live a blessed life. No one ever promised us a life without challenges. But with blessings, life simply becomes better. And we find a way to resolve our challenges. This is what life is all about. All those things that you did today or yesterday or ever that you think are mistakes can only occur from two spaces in the ego. One is either it is conscious, willful and deliberate, or it is pure carelessness. These are the only two possibilities. So in either of the cases, you don't have to ask for an apology. Either you acted in that way, or you thought in that way, or you felt in that way because you believe the other person deserved it, or because you thought that was right, or you are simply too careless. So either ways, you don't have to ask for an apology. It doesn't help. An apology is actually an escape. You want the experience to end in your memory. You want the other person to stop recapitulating the memory. You want the other person to stop reminding you that you did this. It's all a waste of time. It's all to do with the ego. The simple thing that you can do, no matter what you did, is to accept that, yes, I behaved badly. That's all. And if someone is telling you what you did was wrong, you tell them, you're absolutely right. It doesn't mean that what their judgment makes you wrong. By giving their ego points for their judgment, you do not fall into the ego trap. Their judgment does not change you. Their judgments change their perception of you in their minds. Let them hold on to it. How does it matter? You can just rise above all judgments by just blessing. Just bless. That's all. So when someone asks you, what do you mean by happiness? Or what do you mean by positivity? Listen to your own answers or listen to others' answers. And if they are talking about what is not negative, then you know that they're already in the negative. So we always are programming ourselves like that. We're always feeling deficient. So rise to gratitude all the time. You can do it anytime and you will see life will be beautiful. It will be. It has to be beautiful because you are blessing it. You're no less than the divine which manifested you. If the divine manifested you, you are divine. It's because you're living in this beautiful bubble called God or consciousness or universe, whatever you call it. You're living in it. You are a part of it. It is like a drop in the ocean. It's not separate from the ocean. You are more than anything that you can ever imagine. All you have to do is to live it. And the easiest way you can do that is by blessing your existence. That's how simple it is. But our monkey mind will always wait for results, proof that it's working. That's our monkey mind. Don't let it get in the way. Just bless your way to beautiful existence. That's how simple it is. Let's now continue to the third meditation that we will do now, which is to bring all this to a culmination, to a summation of happiness. So what I want you to do now is, as you are blessing, I want you to be happy. Just put a smile. It takes a very short while to be happy. You just have to smile. And the moment you smile, all your thoughts will just fade away. This is how simple it is. So keep your neck, your head and your back in a straight line. Eyeballs in a downward gaze, eyelids closed. Maintain a smile on your face. Feel your breath travel through the nostrils. As you breathe in, you can mentally chant the word "so." And as you breathe out, you can chant mentally "hum." And if you have any thoughts, you can always bless them away. But see what happens to your smile when you bless these thoughts. If the mind is trying to remind you of something, just bless the thought. Do not pay attention. No matter what it is, just bless the thought. If you remember people, just send your blessings to them. If you feel a particular thought is more powerful, raise both your hands in blessing. come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Now, I have a question for you. Can you tell me, can any of you tell me, what are the different situations that you can bless? What are the different opportunities that you have to share a blessing? Can you share it? This is your homework. This is your homework for you to think of the different opportunities where you can share a blessing. Do share it on the WhatsApp group so people can really become active in blessing their life. Let's make our world a better place by just sharing what are the different opportunities we have today and every day to share our blessings. So with this, we end today's meditation. And we hope that you have a grateful day today and a beautiful day from tomorrow. God has given this life to serve others. Let us serve everyone. All that you need to do is to send a blessing. That's all it takes for you to start living a better life. Lots of love to all of you. And do share in the group what are the different opportunities that you have to bless. This is your homework. Have a beautiful evening. Lots of love to all of you.